Good evening, everyone.
Dobro večer svima.
Tonight our topic is a little bit trickier.
Večeras imamo jednu malo škakljivu temu.
And I have the problem that I want to reach not only those with a scientific background, but those without it as well.
Imam problem jer želim da dosegnem i one koji imaju naučno obrazovanje, ali i one koji to nemaju.
So some things will be simplified to irritate the scientists.
Tako će neke stvari biti pojednostavljene do te mere da će naučnike iritirati.
And some might be so complex that the average non-scientist might have some difficulty.
A neke će pak biti toliko kompleksne da će možda iritirati i izazvati probleme u razumevanju onih koji nemaju naučno obrazovanje.
But I think at the end of the day you should have a basic idea of what I'm trying to say.
Ali verujem da ćete do kraja večeri imati osnovnu ideju onome šta želim da kažem.
To me, this is the most exciting bit.
Meni je ovo najzanimljivije.
So let's start with our friend Charles Darwin.
Da počnemo sa Charlesom Darwinom.
He was a very lucky man.
On je bio prilično srećan čovjek.
He got to marry a very rich lady.
A oženio se jednom vrlo bogatom damom.
Which meant that he could have a life of leisure.
Što je značilo da je mogao imati lagodan život.
But he was also a very clever man.
Ali bio je vrlo bistar čovjek.
But he dabbled in all kinds of strange and mystic things as well.
Tako da se upuštao u mnoge neobične i mistične stvari.
And he had theological background.
Imao je teološko obrazovanje.
And as a naturalist he was very well accepted.
A bio je dobro prihvaćen i kao prirodnjak.
And that is why he accepted the position as the naturalist on the Beagle to go and draw maps around South America in particular.
I stoga je prihvatio mesto prirodnjaka na brodu Beagle gdje je trebalo da mapira obale Amerike, posebno Južne Amerike.
Now I'm going to do something very strange tonight.
Večeras ću uraditi nešto neobično.
I'm going to defend Charles Darwin.
Branit ću Charlesa Darwina.
After all, I was a Darwinist most of my life. Give the man a break, I'll defend him.
Na kraju krajeva bio sam darvinista većinu svog života, pa dajte da malo dam prostora čovjeku da ga odbranim.
But let me tell you, what he knew then and what is known today are two different things.
Ali da vam kažem, ono što je on znao u svoje vrijeme i ono što nauka danas zna su dve različite stvari.
Let me explain to you the mindset of the scientist in Darwin's day.
Da vam kažem nešto o stanju uma ili o razumevanju naučnika u ono vreme.
They had come through eons of religious strife.
Oni su prošli kroz eone religijskog sukoba.
Now, people were sick and tired of fighting about religion.
Ljudima je bilo dosta rasprava o religiji.
And then of course the mindset of the time was
način razmišljanja toga doba bio je
that God had created immutable, unchangeable species.
Da je Bog stvorio nepromenljive vrste.
And that he had created each individual species individually immutable, unchangeable.
I znači da je stvorio svaku pojedinačnu vrstu sa nemogućnošću promjena ili mutacija.
Which means, of course, that when you classify the animals,
što znači naravno da kada klasifikujete životinje,
and that's a whole science, the science of systematics,
a to je cela nauka sistematika,
then people like Linnaeus would give two names to various species.
Onda su ljudi poput Linnaea davali dva imena svakoj vrsti.
That was called the binomial nomenclature.
To je poznata kao binomijalna nomenklatura.
Whereby we get two names. We are, for example, Homo sapiens.
Tako da naša vrsta ima dva imena. Homo sapiens.
Homo is the generic name and sapiens the specific name.
Homo je ime roda, dok je sapiens specifično ime vrste.
And if an animal had three rows of scales,
ako je životinja imala tri reda, recimo krljušti.
And a very similar one had four rows. Well, then there must have been two species because God created them immutable, unchangeable.
A druga slična jako je imala samo četiri reda krljušti, onda to mora da je bila druga vrsta, jer Bog je vrste stvorio sa nemogućnošću variranja.
So any small change or difference, different species.
Svaka mala razlika znači različita vrsta.
And so you started getting thousands, then hundreds of thousands, then millions of species.
Tako da je počelo se stvara hiljade, stotine hiljada, pa milioni vrsta.
Today we have two groups of systematics scientists.
Danas postoje dve vrste naučnika koji se bave sistematikom.
The one group we call the splitter, the one group we call the lumper.
Jedne zovemo splitter.
The splitter.
Onima koji razdvajaju.
And the other is the lumper.
Drugima koji stvaraju sjedinjuju.
Yeah. So the splitter splits everything. Ha, this one has got two hairs, two species.
Znači oni koji razdvajaju teže da aha, ovo ima dve dlake, to su dve različite vrste.
This one has another hair, another species.
A ovo ima jednu dlaku i to je druga različite vrste.
That's a splitter.
To su naučnici koji teže znači da razdvajaju na.
And the lumper says, but that's just variety within, so that's one species.
A oni koji teže da sjedinjuju vrste kažu pa to je stvarno jako slično, ovaj to je jedna vrsta.
So it tends to lump them together.
Znači teže da ih sjedinjuju.
And believe me, in my department we had them both.
I verujte, u mom odeljenju gde radim imamo i jednu i drugu vrstu.
And you have no idea how they could fight.
I nemate predstavu kako oni mogu da se da dolaze u sukobe.
Because it's great to make a new species, you get your name behind it, all kinds of wonderful things.
Jer divno je, znate, pronaći novu vrstu pa stavite svoje ime iza nje i sa sobom nosi nešto.
Then someone comes and says, that's not a new species.
Samo neko dođe i kaže, ma to nije nova vrsta i sve ti.
Because there goes your life, your whole reputation is gone.
Jer to je ceo tvoj život, sva tvoja reputacija onda nestala.
And Darwin knew nothing about genetics.
A Darwin nije znao baš ništa o genetici.
Mendel had done his work.
Mendel je svoje radove objavljivao, radio na njima.
But all his findings were buried in the dust of a monastery.
Ali svi njegovi pronalasci bili su zatrpani manastirskom prašinom.
So he had no idea how hereditary things work.
Tako da Darwin nije imao pojma kako nasleđe funkcioniše, genetičko nasleđe.
So now you have the mindset of Darwin.
Tako da sada imate način razmišljanja Darwina u ono vreme.
And then he was a contemporary and a friend of Charles Lyell.
A on je bio savremenik i prijatelj Charlesa Lyella.
And Charles Lyell is the first one who came up with the idea that the rocks represent many, many eons of time.
A Lyell je bio taj koji je prvi došao na ideju da slojevi stena predstavljaju eone i velike, dugačke vremenske epohe.
And Charles Darwin's grandfather was already using the arguments of Aristotle that animals might be able to change.
A Darwinov deda je već koristio ideju Aristotela da životinje mogu da imaju u sebi potencijal da se menjaju.
And when he traveled on the Beagle,
i dok je putovao na brodu Beagle,
he had a book, a brand new book written by Charles Lyell with him.
Imao je sa sobom novo izašlu knjigu Charlesa Lyella,
which was called Principles of Geology,
koja je nosila naslov Principi geologije.
And that's the father of the long age hypothesis.
A on je otac hipoteze o dugim vremenskim periodima.
There were other scientists of that time who had different ideas to Darwin.
Bili su u Darwinovo vreme, postojali su i drugi naučnici koji su imali ideje koje su se razlikovale od Darwinovih.
But they basically Darwin came up with the idea of evolution by natural selection.
Ali bio je to zapravo Darwin koji je došao na ideju o evoluciji putem prirodne selekcije.
Whereby, for example, in this case,
gde u ovom slučaju,
the giraffe with the longest neck,
žirafa sa najdužim vratom,
had a selective advantage over those with a shorter neck.
I imala selektivnu prednost nad onima s kratkim vratom.
And so it was more inclined to have successful offspring.
Tako da je bilo verovatnije da će ova sa dugačkim vratom imati uspešnijeg potomka, potomka koji je mogao bolje da preživi.
So over time through genetic changes, or well, he didn't know about genetic changes, but over time, the long neck one was the fittest and tended to survive.
Tako da gledano na duge staze, ove dugovratije žirafe su imale veću šansu da preživljavaju, jer nije mogao da kaže potomci će imati genetičku prednost, ali jednostavno ove sa dužim vratom će imati veću šansu da prežive.
Lamarck thought differently.
Lamarck je smatrao drugačije.
Lamarck thought.
Lamarck je mislio.
He thought that the giraffe wanted to reach higher.
Da su žirafe prosto želele da dosegnu više.
And so by striving to make the neck longer.
Pa tako istežući vrat da dohvate nešto gore.
It eventually got longer.
Vrat im je postao duži.
And that's Lamarckism versus Darwinism.
A to je Lamarckizam nasuprot Darwinizmu.
And today, of course, Darwinism is the more scientific of the two, obviously.
A Darwinizam je mnogo naučniji nego Lamarckizam.
I always asked my students.
Uvijek sam pitao svoje studente.
Do birds fly because they have wings, or do they have wings because they fly?
Da li ptice lete zato što imaju krila ili imaju krila zato što lete?
You answer that one for me.
A odgovorite mi vi.
Do birds fly because they have wings, or do they have wings because they fly?
Da li ptice lete zato što imaju krila ili imaju krila zato što lete? The first
one. They fly because they have wings.
Lete zato što imaju krila.
That's Darwinism.
To je Darwinizam.
The other one is Lamarckism.
Ono drugo bi bilo Lamarckizam.
And if Lamarckism were true,
a da je Lamarckizam istinit,
then I could stand and say I want to fly.
I onda ja mogu da stojim ovako i da mlataram da vičem hoću letim.
And eventually I would develop wings.
I napokon bih razvio krila.
But you know that you can flap your arms as long as you like, you will not fly.
Ali možete mlatarati rukama koliko hoćete i nećete poletiti.
So Darwin is pretty good.
Tako da je Darwin stvarno bio dobar za svoje vreme.
I'm defending him.
Ja ga stoga branim.
And he was a quiet man.
I on je bio povučen čovjek.
So he needed someone to fight for him.
Tako da je trebao nekog da mu krči put.
And this is the man that did it. Look at his expression.
A ovo je čovjek koji je to radio. Pogledajte mu izraz lica.
That was Huxley.
To je bio Huxley.
He was known as Darwin's bulldog.
On je bio poznat kao Darwinov bulldog.
And anybody who attacked Darwin, he got it from Huxley.
A ako je neko saznao za Darwina, to je bilo od Huxleya.
And Huxley was a great orator.
A Huxley je bio veliki govornik.
And he flattened the religious opposition.
I on je prosto sravnjivao sa zemljom religijsku opoziciju.
And so Darwinism won the scientific battle.
Tako da je Darwinizam dobijao naučne bitke.
Now, how did it all start in Darwin's mind?
Kako je sve počelo u Darwinovom umu?
Remember, he thought immutable, unchangeable, that's how God did it.
Ono što je on znao u to vreme bilo je nepromenljivost, nemogućnošću mutacije, tako je Bog stvorio.
And now he's traveling with the idea of long ages that he got from Lyell.
A putuje na brodu sa knjigom o dugim vremenskim periodima koje je napisao Lyell.
And when traveling around South America, he came to the Galapagos Islands.
I oplovili su Južnu Ameriku i došli do ostrva Galapagos.
And there he found something amazing.
I tamo je pronašao nešto neverovatno.
Here were finches.
Evo zebica.
And the finches were all slightly different on the different islands.
A na svakom ostrvu zebice su drugačije, malo drugačije jedne od drugih.
In fact, some of them had very sharp strong beaks with which they could crack big seeds.
Neke su imale zaista jake velike kljunove kojima bi razbijale orašaste plodove.
Some of them had nice fine little beaks to dig out insects between bark.
A drugi su imale fine gracilne kljuniće da iskopavaju crviće ispod kore.
Some of them ate cactus.
Neke su se hranile kaktusima.
And it was amazing.
I to je bilo zapanjujuće.
Because on the mainland, finches don't have this variety.
Jer na kopnu, na glavnom kontinentu, zebe nemaju ovoliku varijabilnost.
On the mainland, it's the songbirds that show this variety.
Na kopnu samo ptice pevačice pokazuju ovakvu varijabilnost.
So Darwin started thinking, wow.
Pa Darwin počeo da razmišlja, hey.
Isn't it possible that maybe some finches came to these islands?
Da li je moguće da su neke zebice došle na ova ostrva?
And there were all these varieties of foods and habitats.
I postojali su svi ti, sva ta raznovrsnost hrane i različitih staništa.
And so eventually the finches adapted to these habitats and changed in shape and size.
Pa su se zebice prilagođavale ovim staništima svojim oblikom.
That's very logical.
To je prilično logično.
But there's a problem with it.
Ali ima jedan problem.
Then the finches must have changed.
Onda mora da su se one promenile.
But didn't God create immutable, unchangeable species?
Ali nije li Bog stvorio nepromenljive vrste s nemogućnošću mutacije?
So what's the next conclusion?
I šta je bio sljedeći zaključak?
Then God couldn't have done it.
Onda to nije Bog uradio.
So God did not create.
Dakle, Bog nije stvorio.
This is a natural process.
To je prirodni proces.
Guess what?
I pogodite šta?
I agree with Darwin.
Šta se desilo? Slažem se s
Darwin. 99% I agree with Darwin.
99% se slažem sa njim.
Darwin was right.
Bio je u pravu.
Now you must be surprised with me, right?
E, sad sam vas stvarno iznenadio, zar ne?
Except for one little thing.
Osim za jedan detalj.
Darwin didn't finish the sentence.
Darwin nije završio rečenicu.
God did not create immutable, unchangeable species.
Bog nije stvorio nepromenljive vrste sa nemogućnošću mutacije.
But Darwin threw the baby out with the bathwater and said, "Well, God did not create at all then."
On nije bacio.
He threw the baby out with the bathwater. He threw out creation and he threw out God.
Nakon što je okupao bebu sa prljavom vodom, izbacio je i bebu. Dakle, izbacio je i mogućnost stvaranja na bilo koji način.
And let's excuse his ignorance because he didn't know about genetics.
Ali da mu oprostimo njegovo neznanje, jer on zaista nije imao predstavu o genetici.
Now I'm not going to be so kind to Darwinism as I've just been to Darwin.
Ali neću biti tako ljubazan prema darvinizmu kao što sam bio prema Darwinu.
So now fasten your seatbelts.
E sada se vežite, polećemo.
Well, here are the different finches.
Evo različitih vrsta zeba, različitih zeba.
They are obviously finches.
Očigledno je da su to zebe.
And there's a great variety of shapes and forms.
Ima razlika u njihovim oblicima i formama.
But let us start now with modern science and start from the beginning, from where life started, right up until we come to the story of Darwin again.
Da počnemo priču od početka, znači da počnemo odakle nauka o poreklu počinje, gde započinje, pa do onoga gde je Darwin.
Obviously, if God didn't create,
znači očigledno Bog nije stvorio.
Then everything came about naturalistically.
I sve je onda došlo u postanje prirodnim procesima.
So how did life begin?
Kako je dakle život otpočeo?
Well, the primitive earth was different to what it is today.
Zemlja je davno bila različita nego što je danas.
There was no oxygen.
Nije bilo kiseonika.
Every scientist is aware that if there was oxygen, life could never have evolved.
Svaki naučnik je uveren da ukoliko je na zemlji postojao kiseonik, život ne bi mogao da evoluira.
Because oxidation would destroy any life-giving molecule that ever comes into existence.
Jer bi oksidacija uništila bilo koji molekul koji bi iz kojeg bi nastao život, tako da ništa od toga ne bi.
So they postulate that volcanic gases originally attributed the or created the atmosphere.
Tako da su postulirali da su vulkanski gasovi bili ti koji su prvo stvorili atmosferu.
And they postulated that there would have been methane and ammonia and hydrogen and gases like that.
Tako da su pretpostavili da je bilo amonijaka, azota,
hydrogen,
amonijaka, metana, izvinite,
and
i
methane,
vodonika.
Yeah. And now it's easy, you make the a gaseous composition like that.
Tako da imate jednu gasnu smesu kao što je ova.
And Miller did this.
A Miller je upravo napravio takvu smesu.
Then you simulate you know, thunderstorms.
Onda imitirate uslove oluje.
And then lo and behold you get organic molecules.
I tamo dole možete ekstrahovati organske molekule na dnu.
And so it is postulated that the ocean became a soup of organic molecules.
Tako da su pretpostavili da je okean u okeanu postala supa organskih molekula.
And that they fortuitously by chance came together to make the first living organism.
I da su se one tu tako mešale i smešale napokon da formiraju prvi živi organizam.
Nice theory with some nice evidence from experimental science.
Simpatična teorija sa još boljim eksperimentalnim potvrdama.
Little problem.
Ali mali problem.
If you put a spark through, you do get organic molecules.
Ako ovuda kroz ovu smesu prolazi munja ili iskra, onda zaista dobijate organske molekule.
But you better take them out before you put the next spark in.
Ali bolje bi bilo da ih izvedete iz te sredine pre nego što sledeća munja udari.
So you have to trap.
Tako da morate da ih uhvatite.
If you keep the molecules in there, the next cycle will destroy them.
Ako ostavite te molekule u onoj prethodnoj smesi, onda će biti uništeni.
What would have trapped it in the primitive earth? There was no trap.
A šta bi bilo ono da ih uhvati i izvuče na primitivnoj zemlji, u primordijalnoj zemlji?
And then of course a soup implies that everything was in water.
A supa podrazumeva da je sve tu u vodi.
So this was the primitive atmosphere.
Dakle, ovo je po njima bio sastav primitivne atmosfere, stare.
Hydrogen, ammonia,
vodonik, amonijak,
carbon dioxide,
ugljen dioksid,
methane,
metan,
nitrogen, hydrogen, azot, water.
I voda.
And it's supposed to have come from volcanic gases.
A ovi gasovi se smatralo da su poticali iz vulkana.
Which, by the way, don't look like that, but close enough.
A koji zapravo baš i nisu takvi, nisu ti gasovi, ali približno.
In fact, volcanic gases are oxidizing.
Zapravo vulkanski gasovi su oksidišući gasovi.
But all scientists agree that in today's atmosphere with oxygen in it.
Ali svi naučnici se slažu da današnja atmosfera sa prisustvom kiseonika.
This would have been impossible.
Nastanak života bi bio nemoguć.
So they all start with an atmosphere similar to that.
Dakle, svi započinju sa atmosferom kao što je ova gore.
Little problem.
A majušni problem.
You have to have water.
Treba vam voda.
If you have water,
ako imate vodu,
and you have no oxygen,
a nema kiseonika,
then you don't have an ozone layer either because there's no oxygen.
Onda ne postoji ni ozonski sloj jer nema kiseonika.
Then cosmic rays will come right into the earth.
Stoga će kosmički zraci prodirati pravo na zemlju.
And of course they'll split water into hydrogen and oxygen.
I razdvajaće vodu na vodonik i kiseonik.
So if you have water, you have oxygen.
I ako imate vodu,
so actually
mora biti prisutan
i
kiseonik. Tako da je sve ovo praktično nemoguće.
If there was water, there must have always been oxygen.
Ako je bilo vode, moralo je uvek biti kiseonika.
Even today we have a hydrogen cloud kilometers into space.
Čak i danas imamo oblak vodonika kilometrima u svemir se prostire
od zemlje. From photo dissociation of water.
Koji dolazi od fotolize vode, razdvaranja vode, odnosno razdvajanja vode na sastavne atome delovanjem svetla.
But let's be nice.
Ali da budemo još uvek ljubazni.
Let's stay here anyway.
Da ostanemo pri tome.
If you have life, you must have amino acids.
Da biste imali život, morate posjedovati aminokiseline.
To have amino acids, you must have ammonia in the atmosphere.
A da bi postale aminokiseline, treba vam amonijak u atmosferi.
Because there's nitrogen involved.
Jer u aminokiselinama postoji azot.
But of course, life can only use alpha amino acids.
Ali život može da koristi samo alfa aminokiseline.
And the amino acids that are formed are anything from alpha to beta to gamma to delta, you name it, any one of them.
A aminokiseline koje slučajno nastaju su svih vrsta alfa, beta, gamma, delta, svih.
And just one wrong one in the molecule and the whole thing doesn't work.
A samo jedna pogrešna orijentacija i sve u molekulu i molekul ne može da vrši svoju biološku funkciju.
And then you can get left-handed and right-handed ones.
A zatim imate L i D, levo i desno orijentisane aminokiseline.
And living organisms can only take L.
A živi organizmi mogu da koriste samo L aminokiseline.
So how would you select out of the soup to get only the right ones?
I kako iz te supe da selektujete samo one koje vam trebaju?
Plus you need very acid conditions to get this to form.
A da bi se formirale aminokiseline treba vam kisela sredina.
And then if you want to have the building blocks of the DNA molecule,
a zatim ako hoćete gradivne blokove molekula DNK,
then you have a big problem.
Onda stvarno imate problem.
You have to take all the nitrogen in the atmosphere.
Treba da pokupite sav azot iz atmosfere.
And change it to hydrogen cyanide, which is highly toxic.
I da ga promenite u cyanid, vodonik cyanid.
Then you can get these molecules to form.
Azot i cyanid.
Then you can get those to form.
Znači onda biste mogli da dobijete da se formiraju baze potrebne za formiranje DNK.
But of course you don't get amino acids to form.
Ali naravno ne formira
And then you need sugar.
Trebaju vam aminokiseline da biste formirali znači ovi molekuli DNK, a naravno videli smo već aminokiseline ne možete imati.
That was a long translation. Okay. All right, then you need sugar.
Zatim trebaju vam šećeri za formiranje DNK.
And that also has to form in this atmosphere.
I on mora da se nekako formira u onoj primordijalnoj atmosferi.
You can do it.
A ni to ne može da se zna.
But you need highly alkaline conditions.
Jer za to vam trebaju bazni uslovi, bazna sredina.
That's the opposite for amino acids.
A to je suprotno od onog što vam treba za aminokiseline.
Not only that.
A ne samo to.
If there is just a of ammonia in the atmosphere.
Ako ima i najmanja količina amonijaka u atmosferi.
They don't form.
One šećeri ne nastaju.
And even if you do form them in the highly alkaline atmosphere.
A čak i da nastanu u visoko baznoj atmosferi, sredini,
the second they are formed, they are destroyed again.
Onog trenutka kada nastanu, moraju se razložiti.
That means you need to have lots of different kinds of circumstances in order for this to happen, and it's impossible.
To znači da vam treba ceo niz različitih uslova da bi se formirali gradivni blokovi za DNK, a to je nemoguće.
But now let's say we want to get, let's say it happened.
Ali da kažemo da se to i dogodilo.
Now we want the building blocks to start coming together into proteins and into things like that.
Sada ovi gradivni blokovi treba da formiraju proteine i slične stvari.
And then eventually RNA molecule, the nucleotides must come together.
A zatim i nukleotidi moraju da se povežu da formiraju molekulu ribonukleinske kiseline, RNK.
And they must be useful.
A moraju biti i upotrebljivi.
And all of this is happening by pure chance.
A sve ovo treba da se dešava potpuno nasumično.
So what is the probability of getting the first little useful molecule?
I koja je verovatnoća da se dobije prvi koristan molekul, molekul koji može da se upotrebi u biološkim sistemima?
Even considering that up to now it's been impossible to get there in the first place.
Čak i ako imamo u vidu da je bilo nemoguće da se oni sami formiraju. Recimo da ih imamo.
They calculate that the probability
ljudi su izračunali da je verovatnoća
is about 10 to the power of 157.
10 na 157 stepen.
No, that doesn't sound so much. 10 to the power of 157?
Ali to baš nije neka velika verovatnoća. 10 na 157. 1 prema 10 na 157.
Let me put that in perspective for you.
Da vam to malo približim.
Physics teaches
fizika uči
that the number of particles in the entire universe
da je broj čestica u celom svemiru.
That's not just atoms.
Ne samo atoma.
That's electrons, protons, neutrons, hadrons, quarks, you name it.
Nego računajući elektrone, protone, neutrone, kvarkove.
In the entire known universe.
U celom poznatom svemiru.
That is so big a number that your head will fall off.
Broj tih pretpostavljeni broj molekula, izvinite, čestice je toliko veliki da vas zaboli glava.
Is 10 to the power of 80.
Je 10 na 80.
Wow. So, what is the probability if you put a bomb under a pile of wood?
Koja je verovatnoća da ukoliko podmetnete bombu pod gomilu balvana?
And the pile of wood goes boom.
I bomba eksplodira sa ovom.
That the wood would fall down and form a nice little house with everything working.
Gomilom. I da drva padnu tako da imate kuću u kojoj sve funkcioniše kako treba.
The probability is probably around about 1 to 10 to the power of 80.
Verovatnoća je verovatno 1 prema 10 na 80.
But when we start talking about 10 to the power of 157,
ali kada govorimo o verovatnoći 1 prema 10 na 157,
then we are not talking boom little house.
Onda ne govorimo o boom formiranju kuće.
We're talking boom New York City.
Onda treba znači da se tako formira New York.
So just that you have an idea of how much faith you need to believe this.
Čisto da vam dam ideju koliko vam vere treba da verujete u spontani način.
Now one of the most complicated things in the world is of course the way in which your genetic material works.
A jedna od najkompleksnijih stvari na svetu jeste kako funkcioniše vaš genetski materijal.
And just one little gene.
I samo jedan mali gen.
Requires that you have the nucleotides in the right sequence.
Zahteva da imate nukleotide poređene u odgovarajućem sekvenci.
Now the DNA code is a triplet code.
Kod DNK kod je tripletski kod.
That means three letters for one amino acid.
Tri slova, tri baze formiraju jednu aminokiselinu, kodiraju jednu aminokiselinu.
So if I wanted to have 100 amino acids in the right sequence,
tako da ukoliko želim 100 aminokiselina poređenih u odgovarajućoj sekvenciji u proteinu,
yes, then I would have to have 300 nucleotides in the right sequence.
Onda mi treba 300 nukleotida u odgovarajućoj sekvenciji.
That's for a simple protein.
A to je za jako jednostavan protein.
You have far more complicated proteins than
postoje
that.
Postoje daleko, daleko komplikovaniji proteini nego što je to.
And the probability of this happening by chance,
a verovatnoća da se to slučajno dogodi,
is 10 to the power of 127.
Jeste 10 na 127.
That's one in the number of particles in millions and 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 millions of universes.
Verovatnoća se tako nešto dogodi jeste 1 prema miliona 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 broja čestica u univerzumu.
It's an unbelievable number.
To je neverovatan broj.
Now I have to teach you two words.
Moram da vas naučim dve reči.
The one is genotype, the other one is phenotype.
Jedan je genotip, drugi je fenotip.
Genotype is the genes that are present in your original cell that you get from mom and dad.
Genotip su svi geni koji su prisutni u zigotu, to jest u oplođenoj jajnoj ćeliji iz koje smo svi nastali.
And phenotype is the result thereof, the expression thereof.
A fenotip je rezultat svih tih gena, znači ono što dobijamo jedinku kakvu vidite.
So when you look at my translator over
znači,
here.
Znači kada pogledate u njegovog prevodioca ovde.
What do you see?
Šta vidite? Genotip ili fenotip?
It's good that you defined that they could have come up with anything, right? You see phenotype.
Znači vidite fenotip, kaže dobro sam rekla genotip ili fenotip.
You don't see the genotype.
Ne vidite genotip.
Of course the genotype is there.
Ali genotip je tu.
But now there's a law in evolution which says.
Ali postoji zakon, evolucioni zakon koji kaže
that natural selection can of course only operate at the level of the phenotype and not the level of the genotype.
Da prirodna selekcija može da deluje samo na nivou fenotipa, a ne na nivou genotipa.
That means that what happens at the level of the genotype happens by chance.
Što znači da ono što se dešava na nivou genotipa dešava se po principu slučajnosti.
By mutation.
Mutacijama.
Example.
Primer.
Two people.
Dva čoveka.
Walking in a national game park.
Šetaju u nacionalnom parku gde ima i divljači.
The one short and fat.
Jedan mali debeli.
The other one lean and mean like me for example.
Jedan ovako visok i zgodan kao ja recimo.
And we're walking in the park.
I šetamo mi nacionalnim parkom negde u safari.
And a lion comes out of the bush.
I iz grma istrčava lav.
And we go
I oni zažde.
Which one is more likely to become the meal of the lion?
Koji je verovatnije da će postati lavov obrok?
The short fat one.
Mali debeli.
So the moral of the story is
Dakle, šta hoću da kažem ovom pričom?
That if you go walking in a game park,
ako šetate znači park, nacionalnim parkom, gde
always take someone short and fat with you.
Uvek povedite nekog manjeg i debljeg.
So let's think about this.
Da promislimo o ovome.
The phenotype of the one is that he had short little legs and a round little body.
Fenotip onoga koji ima kratke noge i okruženo telo.
And the phenotype of the other one that his legs were longer and faster and all kinds of things.
I fenotip ovog drugog koji je bio dugonog i brži shodno tome.
The lion is not worried about the genotype.
Lava baš briga o genotipu obojice.
You understand the way it works now? So natural selection only operates at the level of the phenotype, never the level of the genotype. That's the law.
Shvatate šta hoću da kažem. Ovaj zakon kaže da prirodna selekcija uvek deluje na nivou genotipa, fenotipa, a nikad na nivou genotipa.
So here you have your genes, that's your genotype.
Dakle, imate ovde vaše gene, to je vaš genotip.
And those genes that are expressed to make the phenotype, those are subject to natural selection.
A oni geni koji su se eksprimirali i formirali fenotip, oni su podložni delovanju prirodne selekcije.
Everybody understand that now?
Da li svi sad razumete to?
Good, let's continue.
Super, da nastavimo.
So, let's make this practical.
Da to prenesemo u praksu.
I have a book with instructions on how to build an aeroplane.
Imam knjigu sa uputstvima kako da napravim avion.
And I can build the aeroplane from those instructions. There it is.
Po tim informacijama mogu da konstruišem avion.
How do I know how well the aeroplane flies?
Kako znam koliko dobro ovaj avion leti?
I have to build the aeroplane.
Moram zapravo da ga napravim prvo.
Then I get a nutcase to come and sit in it called a test pilot and he flies it.
Onda imam test pilota koji će da sedne i da ga isproba.
You have to pay him lots of money because he doesn't know if it's going to fly so well, right?
A treba prilično platiti ovom test pilotu jer ne znate da li će avion zapravo dobro da leti.
So now, the book of instructions is the same as the genotype.
Ova knjiga sa uputstvima je isto što i naš genotip.
And I will only know if it flies very well once I have created the phenotype.
A kako on leti, znaću jednom kada načinim zaista ovaj fenotip.
So natural selection, I choose it, I keep it, or I discard it, it goes extinct.
Prirodna
like
selekcija
there.
Kaže, znači, ili ću zadržati ovo, ili ću ga odseći prosto da nije više funkcionalan, znači razni tipovi aviona.
I have a question for you.
Imam pitanje.
Who wrote the book?
Ko je napisao knjigu sa uputstvima?
Somebody intelligent must have written the book, right?
Pa neko inteligentan je morao to biti.
Somebody wrote the book.
Neko je napisao knjigu.
So, in Darwinism,
kod darvinizma,
who wrote the book? That's your DNA. Who wrote it?
Ko je napisao knjigu DNK po darvinizmu?
It's genotype. Who wrote it?
To je genotip. Koga je napisao?
I'll tell you who wrote it. Chance. Wrote it.
Charles ga je napisao.
Chance,
izvinite, nije Charles, nego...
Not Charles, no, Charles couldn't write it. Chance wrote it. Okay, now, next question.
Znači, slučaj je napisao po darvinizmu, darvinističkoj teoriji, slučaj je taj koji je dao informacije, genotip.
Wonderful, Chance wrote the book.
Super, slučajno je nastala knjiga.
The probability is enormous, but chance did it.
Verovatnoća je neverovatna, ali slučaj je to ipak izveo.
I have a book.
Dakle, knjiga postoji.
It tells me how to build an aeroplane.
I ona mi kaže kako da izgradim ove...
That's wonderful.
Pa to je fenomenalno.
Now I can finally get an aeroplane.
Napokon mogu da imam avion.
So I put the book down.
Dakle, uzmem knjigu. Stavim je.
And I get a chair and I sit down.
Sednem na stolicu.
And I wait for the aeroplane to appear.
I čekam da se avion pojavi.
After all, I've got a book with all the information about an aeroplane.
Pa čekajte, imam knjigu sa svim informacijama kako da nastane avion.
How long am I going to wait?
I koliko dugo ću čekati?
Forever.
Za uvek.
It's not enough to have a book.
Nije dovoljno imati knjigu.
You see, these genes must be expressed.
Znate, ovi geni moraju da se eksprimiraju.
And it's very precise. I use certain pieces and slice them together. It's incredibly complicated.
A ta ekspresija gene je neverovatno komplikovana. Zapravo treba da slažete delove DNK koji su razdvojeni.
And then I have a script writer who writes them for me on another piece of paper called mRNA.
I onda imam jednog prepisivača koji prepisuje informaciju sa DNK na takozvanu informacionu RNK.
Then I take that and I put it into a machine.
Onda uzimam tu RNK i stavljam je u mašinu.
Called a ribosome.
Koja se zove ribozom.
And I have lots of enzymes.
I imam tu puno enzima.
Who then build my aeroplane.
Koji onda grade moj avion.
And now I want to ask you, how did the whole system of translating come into existence?
A kako je postao ceo ovaj sistem za prevođenje genetičke informacije iz DNK?
Natural selection cannot help.
Prirodna selekcija tu ne može da pomogne.
Natural selection can only tell me my aeroplane flies or it does not fly.
Prirodna selekcija može samo mi kaže da moj avion leti, upotrebljiv je ili ne leti i znači.
So until I have an aeroplane, forget it.
Dok nemam avion, zaboravite delovanje prirodne
selekcije. Who built the factory?
Ko je kupio fabriku napred?
That works so precisely. Who built it?
Ko je stvorio, zapravo izgradio fabriku koja tako precizno funkcioniše?
It's you tell me.
Vi mi kažite.
Yes, chance built it. You're right.
Da, slučaj.
Let me be so cheeky as to introduce another possibility now.
Da budem dovoljno slobodan da još jednu mogućnost iznesem.
What about design?
A šta o dizajnu, šta o smislu
stvaranja? So now you can choose between believing.
Sada možete da izaberete između verovanja.
Boom! 50 New York cities.
Eksplozija i 15 New Yorka izgrađenih u eksploziji.
With all the escalators and everything working perfectly.
Sa svim onim pokretnim stepenicama koje funkcionišu u zgradama.
Or you can believe design. One of the two.
Ili možete verovati u stvaranje po ideji, inteligentno stvaranje.
Now, what if I'm a designer and I want to write some changes into my DNA?
Šta ako imam dizajnera i želim da napravim neke promene u DNK?
Or I'm chance and I want to change the DNA.
Ili imam slučaj i hoću da promenim DNK.
Then that would be called a mutation.
Onda bih to nazvao mutacijama.
It's got nothing to do with mutations. It's just there to be cute.
On nema ništa zajedničko s mutacijama, on je tu samo bude sladak.
So I can change through point mutations or all kinds of different mutations.
I mogu da prođem s vama kroz tačkaste mutacije i sve druge vrste mutacija.
And because we're working with triplet codes,
a budući da radimo sa tripletnim kodovima,
and the enzyme always reads in a particular direction.
A enzim uvek čita DNK u specifičnom pravcu, smeru.
I could, for example, add a nucleotide.
Mogu mutacijom recimo da dodam nukleotid.
Or I could take one away.
Ili da neki izbrišem.
And when I do that, the whole sentence changes.
A kada to uradim, cela rečenica se menja.
So if I add one.
Tako da ukoliko dodam jedno slovo, jedan nukleotid i ovde,
then the next one would be instead of GGC would be AGG.
I umesto GGC sledeći bi bio AGG.
And all the subsequent ones would change as well.
I svi sledeći bi shodno tome bili promenjeni.
So that's a mutation.
To je mutacija.
By chance.
Slučajna mutacija.
It can happen.
I ona može da se dogodi.
Let's make that simple.
Da stvar učinim jednostavnijom.
Here's a triplet code, the cat and the hat.
Evo jednog tripletskog koda, znači rečenica od reči koje se sastoje od tri slova. Mačka i šešir.
And I'm going to remove the C.
I ukoliko se desi mutacija, skloni se C.
Then my sentence will read the.
Onda bi moja rečenica imala samo član, the.
Ata. Hundete he at.
Onda bi znači umesto the cat and the hat imali the ata n d t hat at.
Rubbish.
Džubre, neupotrebljivo.
So that's why mutations are harmful.
Stoga su mutacije štetne.
And this is not a mutation, he's just cute again.
I ovo isto nije mutacija, to je samo simpatična živuljka.
All right, so rewriting is not such a good idea.
Dakle, prepisivanje nije tako dobra ideja.
The DNA is not such a good idea.
Znači, prepisivanje DNK ili pravljenje izmena u DNK nije baš dobra ideja.
So now let's see how science tells us how we came into existence.
Da vidimo opet kako nam nauka kaže da smo postali.
So they say first single-celled organisms came together.
Prvo su se formirale jednoćelijski, formirali su se jednoćelijski organizmi.
But I don't just consist of one cell, I consist of thousands of different cells.
Ali ja se ne sastojim od jedne ćelije, već od hiljada različitih vrsta ćelija.
So Haeckel said, I've got the answer.
I Haeckel kaže, imam ja odgovor.
He said, well, you had one cell, and that cell, when it divided at some stage, stuck together.
Imali ste, kaže, jednu ćeliju i onda se u nekom slučaju nakon ćelijske deobe te ćelije su ostale zajedno.
And then it made a ball of cells.
Onda se stvorila cela lopta ćelija.
And then because it swam, it got a dent in the one side.
I onda budući da je bila sve više rasla, onda se došlo do uvlačenja.
And eventually the dent went all the way through.
I onda je došlo do prosto spajanja ta dva sloja.
And that's the basis for you and me.
I to je osnova vas i mene.
We look like that with a dent all the way through.
Mi izgledamo tako.
The one opening for the dent is over here.
Jedno to udubljenje je ovde.
And the other one I leave to your imagination.
A drugi otvor ću prepustiti vama da zamislite gde je.
And then he said, all the embryos of the various animals testify that we had a common ancestor.
Zatim je zaključio da svi embrioni različitih vrsta životinja prilično liče i prolaze kroz iste stadijume.
Of course, he cheated liberally and changed his drawings to suit his theory.
Naravno, namerno je varao i crteže embrionalnih stadijuma je malko modifikovao da bi odgovarali njegovoj teoriji.
But let's not get nasty and forget his cheating.
Ajde da zanemarimo da je varao.
And let's think about how we became multicellular.
I da razmotrimo kako smo mi to postali višećelijski.
So now, let's introduce the genetics.
Hajde sad uvedemo genetiku.
There's the one cell.
Evo jedna ćelija.
If it mutates, we could have a different cell.
Ukoliko ona mutira, možemo imati nešto različitu ćeliju.
That's possible.
To je moguće.
But that's not what we want.
Ali to nije ono što želimo.
I start off with one cell.
Počinjem sa jednom ćelijom.
With information for that simple cell.
I to sa informacijom za tu jednu ćeliju.
And now I want to become multicellular.
A sad hoću da postanem višećelijski.
Well, let's talk about two cells. There's a muscle cell.
Hajde da govorimo o dve ćelije.
And there's a nerve cell.
Ćelija mišića i nervna ćelija.
So somehow out of that DNA, two informations must have evolved.
Dakle, od one prve DNK koju smo imali za jednu ćeliju, dva različita seta informacija moramo da dobijemo za ove dve različite ćelije.
Now what does that entail?
Šta nam to kaže?
I have a muscle cell.
Imamo ćeliju mišića.
Let's simplify this down to one gene. Of course, it's much more complicated than that.
Da pojednostavimo da je za njeno kodiranje potreban jedan gen, naravno da je to mnogo komplikovanije.
So there's a gene which says you are a muscle cell.
Evo gena koji kaže ti si mišićna ćelija.
And there must be a gene which says you are a nerve cell.
A zatim mora postoji i gen koji će reći ti si nervna ćelija.
Now the first cell, did it have two genes like that or was it only necessary to have the one set of data?
Da li je prva ćelija imala oba gena ili je dovoljno bilo da ima jedan niz podataka, jedan komplet podataka?
What do you say?
Šta kažete, li imala oba ili jedan?
Had one.
Jedan set podataka, jednu vrstu DNK.
Where's the other one come from?
A odakle nam onda ovaj drugi?
It's a gene.
Again.
The probability of it coming into existence is at least 10 to the power of 127, probably a lot more than that.
Verovatnoća da on sam postane je 1 prema 10 na 127.
It wasn't there before, now it has to be there.
Pre ga nije bilo, a sad mora da nastane jer tu je.
Where's it come from?
I odakle potiče?
Tell me.
Recite.
Chance or
slučaj ili
design.
Ili design.
You can believe chance, I don't mind.
Možete da verujete da je slučaj, nemam ništa protiv.
But you are believing, boom!
Ali vi
Empire State Building.
I dobijete Empire State
zgradu. That's what you're believing. But that's not enough.
To ono što verujete, ali to nije dovoljno.
If I have a light over there and I have a light over there,
ako imam svetlo I tamo I tamo,
and I want that light off and that light on,
I želim da isključim ono, a da ovo ostane uključeno,
what must I have here somewhere?
Šta moram ovdje negdje da imam?
How many?
Koliko prekidača?
At least two.
Najmanje dva.
So I can switch it on and off or on and off.
Tako da mogu svako svetlo pojedinačno da uključim I isključim.
Now in my brain,
u mom mozgu,
I've got nerve cells.
Imam nervne ćelije.
In my arm I have got muscle cells.
A u ruci mišićne ćelije.
They have exactly the same DNA.
One imaju identičnu DNK.
But in my brain all the genes for muscle are switched off.
Ali u mom mozgu svi geni koji govore o formiranju mišićne ćelije su isključeni.
And all the genes for nerve cell are switched off.
A uključeni su svi geni za formiranje nervne ćelije.
Now the original cell didn't have two cells.
A prva ćelija od koje smo svi nastali zigot nije bila dve ćelije. Izvinjavam se, prva ćelija od koje smo nastali. Ne,
so it didn't need a switch.
Znači, bila je samo jedna, tako da ju nije trebao prekidač.
But if I want this to work, I need a switch.
Dakle, da bi ovo funkcionisalo, trebaju nam prekidači.
In fact, I need two switches. You're on, you're off. You're on, you're off.
Tačnije dva. Da svakoj kažu, ti si uključen, ti si isključen.
Where's the switch come from?
A odakle potiče prekidač?
It's genotype. It's never subject to natural selection.
To je genotip. I on nikada nije podložen prirodnoj selekciji.
Where's it come from?
Pa odakle potiče?
Hello.
Hello.
Chance or design?
Slučaj ili dizajn, inteligentno stvaranje.
Boom little house, boom little house.
Eksplozija I kuća.
That's what you must believe.
To je ono u što morate vjerovati.
Okay, so now, how do I switch the one off and the other one on?
Dobro, pa kako onda kada imam prekidače, uključujem I isključujem?
I need a whole set of extra things to switch it on and to switch it off.
Moram imati još ceo set dodatnih sredstava da uključuju I isključuju prekidače.
Just like if I have two switches against the wall there.
Čak I ako imam dva prekidača na zidovima.
And nobody to switch them on and off.
A nema nikoga da ih pali I gasi.
They would be totally useless.
Potpuno su beskorisni.
Where does this complicated mechanism come from? One of the most complicated known to science.
A odakle onda ovaj nauci, najkomplikovaniji sistem poznat nauci?
Much more complicated than anything we've ever built, including Challenger rockets that can go into space.
Mnogo, mnogo komplikovanije nego bilo šta što je čovjek stvorio I izgradio, rakete, Challengeri.
If you believe in evolution, you have to believe it happened.
Ako vjerujete u evoluciju, morate vjerovati da je sve to nastalo slučajno.
Oh, but that's still not enough.
Ali još uvijek nije dovoljno.
What's the point if I have a nerve cell and a muscle cell over here?
I šta da radim ako imam nervnu ćeliju I mišićnu ćeliju svaka na svojem mjestu?
No good if I had a nerve cell in here and a muscle cell in here. So what?
I kakvo mi je korist od njih pojedinačno?
They have to talk to each other.
Moraju komunicirati međusobno.
The nerve cell has to tell the muscle cell.
Nervna ćelija mora reći mišićnoj, hajde sad da se svi aktivirajte.
So what do I need?
Dakle, šta mi treba?
I need structural genes which say you look like this, you look like that.
Trebaju mi strukturni geni koji mi kažu ti ćeš izgledati ovako, a ti ovako.
I need promoter genes which says you switched on, you switched off, you switched off, you switched on.
Trebaju mi promoteri, geni promoteri koji će govoriti ti si uključen, ti si isključen genima.
I need genes to control the physiology that work totally differently.
Trebaju mi geni koji kontrolišu fiziologiju koji potpuno različito rade.
I need genes to control the embryology so that they start working together and grow together.
Trebaju mi geni koji kontrolišu embrionalni razvoj da bi sve išlo na vreme I kada mu je mesto I vreme.
So Haeckel did an easy thing. He drew two cells tup, tup, next to each other. Finished, done.
Haeckel je jednostavno povezao dve ćelije kada je zamišljao kako su nastali višećelijski organizmi I to je sve.
He had no idea what he was drawing.
On nije imao pojma šta radi zapravo.
Now all these extra genes have to come into operation.
Sad svi ovi dodatni geni treba da uđu u funkciju.
It's genotypes. So it's boom little house, 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 boom little house.
Genotipi su tako po njemu, znači bum, pa mala kuća, pa kuća, pa kuća, sve eksplozija.
Wow. Now you'd need extraordinary faith for that.
Za ovo vam stvarno treba neverovatna vera.
But now they've come into existence.
Ali recimo došli su i oni u postanje.
And the aeroplanes are there.
I imamo sad sve avione.
The first organisms are there.
Ili prvi organizmi su tu.
Now natural selection can start to work.
I napokon prirodna selekcija može da počne da deluje.
Wonderful, I can start working through natural selection.
Super, mogu da počnem da radim prirodnom selekcijom.
So now if I want to select,
dakle, ukoliko hoću da izvršim selekciju,
that implies I have how many to select from at least.
To znači da moram da imam najmanje koliko nečega da bih mogao da izaberem.
Dva. You need two.
Dakle, dva vam treba.
So you have to double up your thinking now.
Treba sad da udvostručite mi razmišljanje.
So natural selection cannot create anything.
Dakle, prirodna selekcija ne može ništa da stvori.
It can only choose between two that are already there.
Ona može samo da izabere između dva već postojeća entiteta.
So natural selection can say, well, which of these two aeroplanes flies best?
Ona samo može da kaže koji od ova dva aviona ima bolje performanse.
And let's say natural selection decides this one flies better.
I ako prirodna selekcija odluči da ovaj bolje leti,
then we say it has a selective advantage.
Onda kažemo da taj ima selektivnu prednost.
And the other one doesn't fly so well.
A drugi baš i ne leti tako dobro.
So according to Darwinism, what eventually happens to the other one?
I po darvinizmu, šta će se napokon desiti ovom prvom?
Ah yes, it goes extinct.
Dakle, biva istrebljen.
That's how natural selection works.
Tako radi prirodna selekcija.
But I want you to think about that.
Ali želim da o tome razmišljate.
In order for natural selection to work, you have to start with at least two.
U cilju da bi prirodna selekcija počne da radi, morate imati bar dva entiteta.
So once natural selection has worked, how many have you got left?
I kad nakon delovanja prirodne selekcije koliko vam je ostalo?
One.
Jedan.
Oh, but now I have a question for you.
A sad imam pitanje.
If you started with two and you ended with one,
ako ste počeli sa dva, a završavate sa jednim entitetom,
do you now have more or less than you started with?
Jel imate više ili manje od početnog?
Less.
Manje.
Huh? But then how, through natural selection, are we going to get more and more variety?
I kako onda kroz prirodnu selekciju da dobijem sve veći i veći broj varijeteta?
And more different animals.
I sve više različitih životinja.
If all natural selection can do is make less and less.
I ako je sve što prirodna selekcija može da uradi, da smanjuje broj.
Now, I'm not clever enough to work that out.
Još uvijek nisam uspio da domislim o tome.
I don't know how to get more and more with a mechanism that uses less and less.
Stvarno ne znam kako da dobijam sve više i više od mehanizma koji stalno smanjuje broj.
Oh, well, science has come up with an answer.
E, nauka je našla odgovori na to.
And we'll discuss it in a moment.
I upravo ćemo o tome prodiskutati.
This is a classic example of the peppered moth.
Ovo je klasični primjer moljca.
Where the dark marks on the light background is at a selective disadvantage.
Gde tamna varijanta iste vrste ima selektivnu ne prednost, nego znači nazadnost u odnosu na onog koji je beo, koji se ne vidi.
And the opposite. On a black background it will have an advantage.
Ono prethodno je bilo na svetloj pozadini, a na tamnoj pozadini je suprotno. Crni ima selektivnu prednost.
If we look at plants for example,
ako pogledate biljke,
we will find for example that leaf shape has declined over time.
Vidimo da se smanjio broj oblika listova tokom vremena.
So natural selection made less and less.
Dakle, prirodna selekcija je sve manje i manje ostavljala proizvoda.
Where do we get all the variety that we have from?
Odakle onda sva varijabilnost koju imamo?
Each gene must have come about by chance or design.
Svaki gen morao je nastati ili slučajno ili inteligentnim dizajnom.
So there is a huge amount of variety built in.
Dakle, mora postojati ogromna varijabilnost koja je već ugrađena.
For example, in the dog you can get from this size to that size and all these shapes and sizes.
Znači, kod pasa možete dobiti sve moguće varijante od ovolišnih do ovolikih.
And it all was in the wild type, in the wolf.
A sve je to bilo u onom primarnom divljem tipu kod vuka.
All these colors,
sve ove boje,
all these ear shapes,
svi ovi oblici ušiju,
all those alleles, all those variant genes were in the wolf wild type.
Svi ovi geni i sve ove varijante bile su već urođene u prirodnom tipu, divljem tipu u vuku od koga su psi.
And had to get into there by either chance or design.
I sve to je moralo da bude u vuku ili slučajno ili po inteligentnom dizajnu.
Look at this hair type here. You know, the poodle.
Pogledajte ove vrste krzna.
That's like poodle. African hair.
To je kao kosa afričkih crnaca.
If we put the Afghan there, we'd have Swedish hair.
Ako pogledate afganistanskog hrta, imaćete kosu Šveđana.
If we look at these snails over here,
ako pogledate ove puževe,
they were all classified as different species.
Oni su svi bili klasifikovani kao različite vrste.
Today they're all classified as one species.
Danas svi spadaju u jednu vrstu.
Because we know that they are different gene varieties within the same species.
Jer znamo da postoji varijabilnost gena unutar jedne vrste.
These moths have different shapes at different seasons.
Ovi moljci, zapravo leptiri, imaju različite oblike i različito izgledaju u različitim sezonama.
So how much variety within this wild pigeon?
Koliko dakle ima varijeteta u ovom divljem tipu goluba?
So breeders have made giant pigeons, tiny pigeons.
Tako da su selekcionisanjem dobili i ove ogromne i ove male.
And all these funny pigeons in between.
I sve ove smešne golubove
između. Anything from snow walkers to opera singers.
Od ovih operskih do šetača po snegu.
And all those genes must have been built in by chance or by design.
I u divljem tipu svi ti geni morali su biti već ugrađeni slučajno ili inteligentnim dizajnom.
Remember, natural selection can't put them there. Natural selection can't put them there.
A prirodna selekcija nije mogla te gene tamo da stavi.
And all this variety within this beetle?
I sve ove varijante kod buba?
Or that one?
Ili ove?
And now what about this interesting animal called the quahha?
A šta da kažemo o kvahi, ovoj zanimljivoj životinji?
A type of zebra.
Vrsti, jednoj tipu zebre.
And it's extinct.
I on je izumro.
But they had one skin in the museum in Cape Town.
Ali imaju jednu kožu u muzeju u Cape Townu.
And when they looked, there was a blood vessel on the back.
I kada su je analizirali, postoje krvni sud na leđima.
With red blood cells.
Sa crvenim krvnim zrncima.
Wonderful, they sent it to the United States for DNA analysis.
Super, onda su je poslali u Sjedinjene Države da bi izvršili analizu DNK jer su mogli, imali su krvne ćelije.
And then to their great surprise.
I na njihovo veliko iznenađenje.
The DNA was exactly the same.
DNK je bila identična.
As that of the living plains zebra.
Onih običnih i danas živućih zebri.
So the animal wasn't extinct at all.
Pa znači ova životinja i nije izumrla.
So now they have a breeding program breeding the quahha back.
Znači sad imaju program selekcioniranja i uzgajanja tako da se ponovo dobije ona ova quahha kakva je nekad bila. Od živih zebri, danas živućih.
These ladybirds were different species in the past.
Ove bubamare su smatrane za različite vrste u prošlosti.
Until they discovered that different genes are activated in the spring or in the winter.
Dok nisu zaključili da se različiti geni aktiviraju u proleće, a različiti u zimu.
And these are one species as well.
A ovo je sve jedna vrsta takođe.
And mice can go white or black depending on the background.
A miševi mogu da budu beli ili crni, zavisno na kakvoj podlozi žive.
So they have two sets of genes.
Dakle, imaju dva seta gena za boju krzna.
The same with rabbits, you know that they can change.
Isto važi i za zečeve, znači znate da oni mogu da menjaju boju. I za guštere.
So all those genes are either built in by design or by chance.
I da li su svi ti geni ugrađeni tamo slučajno ili inteligentnim dizajnom?
But now science says we must have more variety, otherwise this thing's not going to work.
Jer nauka kaže treba nam više varijabilnosti da bi ovo moglo da funkcioniše.
So these modifications in the genotype have to come about by chance now.
Tako da ove modifikacije u genomu morale su da nastanu slučajno.
And science teaches that the way to increase variety is through fertilization.
A nauka kaže da bi se povećala varijabilnost, to se čini oplodnjom.
So this was the most non-pornographic form of this that I could show you.
Ovo je bila najmanje pornografska scena koju sam mogla da pokažem kad je u pitanju parenje.
So this is how science gets more variety.
Ovako nauka dobija veću varijabilnost.
By mixing the genes of the male and the female.
Mešanjem gena mužjaka i ženke.
I have a question for you.
Imam pitanje.
This variety.
Ova varijabilnost.
Will only come into existence
će postati
once the male and the female genes have been mixed.
Samo kada se pomešaju geni mužjaka i ženke.
That means the children will be more varied than in an amoeba, for example. The children, you'll have more variety of children from this than from just division like an amoeba.
A dakle, znači dobit ćemo veću varijabilnost kod potomaka polnog paranja nego kod ameba koje se samo dele, razmnožavaju ćelijskom deobom.
Now just shake your heads to wake up again.
Aj malo prodrmajte glavu samo da se razbudite.
Because think about this.
Razmislite o tome.
The children must first be born.
Deca, potomci prvo moraju biti rođeni.
Before natural selection can use the extra variety.
Pre nego što prirodna selekcija može da koristi onu veću varijabilnost, dodatnu varijabilnost.
Are you with me?
Jeste li sa mnom?
So where did male and female come from?
Odakle su onda došli u postanje muško i žensko?
Because it means nothing until they've come together and produced children.
Jer nema ništa, nema povećanja varijabilnosti dok oni ne dođu do parenja i proizvodnje nastanka dece.
Where did it come from?
Odakle je sada to postalo?
You tell me.
Ajde vi mi recite.
You only have two choices.
Imate samo dva izbora.
Chance or
slučaj ili
design.
Design.
Wow. The female came about by chance.
Ženka, you need a lot of faith. Je nastao slučajno.
You need a lot of faith.
Treba vam stvarno mnogo
vere. Oh, just by the way.
A samo uzgred.
The Bible says.
Biblija kaže.
That Eve came out of whom?
Da je Eva nastala od koga?
Out of Adam.
Od Adama.
Do you think it's possible that Adam should really have come out of Eve? Isn't that the logical thing?
Zar ne bi bilo logičnije da je Adam proizašao od Eve, ali vam nije to logično?
Yes or no?
Da ili ne?
Yes, but genetically.
Da, ali genetski.
Adam could never have come out of Eve.
Adam nikad nije mogao da postane od Eve.
I have every gene it takes to be a man.
Ja imam sve gene koji su potrebni da postane muško.
And I have every gene it takes to be a woman.
I imam sve gene koji su potrebni da postanem žena.
But ladies, you cannot be a man. You have no Y chromosome.
Ali dame, vi nikad ne možete da postanete muško jer nemate Y chromosome.
So it looks right there and it looks wrong in man's thinking.
Znači izgleda da je sve logično, samo ne ide nekako u mušku glavu.
I'm not saying you're inferior, I just say you can't be a man.
Ne kažem da ste inferiorne, samo kažem da ne možete da budete muško.
All right, now our genes are on chromosomes.
Naši geni se nalaze u hromozomima.
And we have 46 of them.
Imamo ih 46.
This is all genotype.
To je naš genotip.
And one from dad, one from mom, one from dad, one from mom.
Po jedan od tate, jedan od mame, jedan od tate, jedan od mame.
Now, when meiosis takes place, they can sort independently.
Kada se dešava meioza, oni se mogu razdvajati nezavisno.
And how much variety can that produce?
I koliko varijabilnosti to može da stvori?
There are 23 pairs.
Imamo 23 para hromozoma.
And they're independent.
I oni su nezavisni.
So it's 2 to the power of 23 times 2 to the power of 23.
To je 2 na 23 stepen puta 2 na 23 stepen.
It's 80 trillion different offspring.
To je 80 triliona različitih mogućih potomaka.
Wow, that's a lot of offspring.
To je priličan broj potomaka.
I said to my wife, shall we try?
Ja sam rekao ženi, hoćemo probamo 80 triliona potomaka.
My wife said, forget it.
Žena kaže, ništa toga.
All right, but that's not enough, because during meiosis,
ali
the chromosome divides.
Jer tokom meioze, kada se hromozom razdvaja,
and guess what? They swap information.
Gledajte šta rade. Oni razmenjuju informacije.
So that this one is from dad.
Tako da ovaj, ovo plavo je od oca.
The next one is dad mom.
A drugi deo hromozoma je od oca i majke mešano.
Mom dad.
Pa onda mama tata.
Dad.
Mama.
And it works very precisely.
Ovo drugo je bilo mama.
Thousands of times.
I dakle to tako precizno funkcioniše to hiljadama puta u ćelijskim dobama.
And it is the most complicated precise mechanism known to science.
I to je najkomplikovaniji precizni mehanizam poznat nauci.
It's a wonderful mechanism.
To je fantastičan mehanizam.
There are enzymes which unroll the DNA.
Postoje enzimi koji raspliću molekulu DNK.
And because it's a helix, it would make a knot.
I budući da je on helikoidnog oblika, mogao bi da se uveže u čvor.
Yeah, if I give you a rope.
Ako mi sad onda kanap.
With two.
Koji se sastoji od dve upletene žice.
And I give you the two halves.
I da mi znači dva kraja da držim.
I've got two.
I on drži dva kraja istoga.
Now let's pull them apart.
Aj sad da ga razdvojimo.
What happens in the middle?
Šta se dešava u sredini?
Kad
još se onako više znate spiralizuje.
So you have an enzyme which goes.
I sad imate enzim koji te delove DNK koji se razdvajaju preseca.
Holds the two together and goes.
Drži oba i razmotava ih.
Then you got an enzyme that reads and then a cut here.
Ima enzim, zatim posjedujemo enzim koji čita sekvenciju i onda seče tačno gde.
Takes the opposite one from mom and goes.
I onda isto to radi sa ovim drugim krajem.
Then you have another enzyme which goes.
Pa drugi enzim radi ovo.
And you just cut one too far.
I onda jedan samo ako presečete.
Then your gene will read instead of the cat and the hat.
Ako jedan samo presečete malo dalje nego što je trebalo, onda dobijate ceo onaj poremećen okvir čitanja i rečenica gubi smisao.
Not one mistake permitted.
Ni jedna greška u ovom mehanizmu nije dozvoljena.
Or you would be born a cabbage.
Ili biste se rodili kao kupus.
Now imagine this complicated mechanism that science stands and says, wow, what's this?
Sad zamislite ovaj toliko kompleksan mehanizam da nauku prosto boli glava od toga da razume.
How did it come into existence?
I kako je to postalo?
It's genotype.
Jel to je genotip?
Chance or design?
Slučaj ili dizajn?
You really are excelling in faith. If you want to stay with Darwinism.
Zaista ste prvak u veri ukoliko još uvijek možete da ostanete na
stranu Darwinizma.
A ne samo to.
How much is the variety now increased?
Koliko se sada varijabilnost povećava?
How many different children can I have now?
Koliko sada različitih potomaka mogu da imam?
Look around you. Come on, look around you. Who's the same here?
Ko je isti?
Infinite variety.
Ne, beskrajna varijabilnost.
So Darwin knew none of this.
Darwin knew none of this. Nije znao ništa o ovome.
Look at this fish here.
Pogledajte ovu ribicu.
It's a cave fish.
To je čovečija ribica.
It doesn't have any eyes.
Nema očiju, živi u pećini.
It's a new species.
To je nova vrsta.
Is it?
Da li je?
If you put a cockroach into dark caves,
ako stavite bubašvabe u mračne pećine,
4-5 generations later all the babies have no eyes.
Posle 4-5 generacija potomci više nemaju očiju.
All new species.
Sve su to nove vrste?
Is that mutation? Is that Darwinism?
Jel to mutacija? Jel to darvinizam?
No.
Ne.
What happened is the gene for eyes.
Ono što se desilo jeste da se gen za oči
has a switch on it.
Koji, sećate se, ima prekidač.
The stimulus light is gone.
Nestao je stimulus svetlo.
There's no need for eyes.
Dakle, nema potrebe za očima.
Eyes don't develop.
One se ne razvijaju.
I'm sure the gene is still there. That's not a new species. That's just a new variety.
Siguran sam da još uvek postoji gen za razvoj očiju kod ove vrste i to nije nova vrsta, to je samo varijetet neke već postojeće.
Just by switching off a gene.
Jednostavno, isključivanjem gena. Ove ptice ne lete.
They live on islands.
Žive na ostrvima.
Very quickly, birds on islands lose their wings.
Vrlo brzo ptice na ostrvima izgube krila.
Evolution?
Je li to evolucija?
No. Switch off the genes
ne.
For wing development.
Isključivanje gena za razvijanje krila.
No, this one's lost all its feathers.
Ne, ovaj siromašak je ostao bez perja.
That's a harmful mutation.
To je štetna mutacija.
Now, some species can crossbreed.
Neke vrste mogu međusobno se ukrštaju.
Now, in mammals, they're mainly infertile, the offspring.
Kod sisara takvi potomci su obično neplodni, ne mogu dalje da daju potomstvo.
But not in plants and not in fish and not in insects.
Ali to nije slučaj kod biljaka, riba ili insekata.
So here's a cross between a horse and a zebra.
Evo ovde dakle himere konja i zebre.
A cross between a leopard and a jaguar.
Zatim mešavine leoparda i jaguara.
A cross between a lion and a tiger, they call it a liger.
Lava i tigra, zovu ga ligar.
There's a cross between a dolphin and a whale, it's a wolfin.
Između kita i delfina, zovu ga kelfin.
A cross between a zebra and a
zebre,
donkey, it's a donkey.
Zebre i magarca je zagarac.
And here you have a chimera.
A evo je još jedne himere, ovdje je himera.
They can't get sheep and goats to cross.
Ne mogu da nateraju ovcu i kozu da se ukrste.
So they take a little embryo.
Tako da uzmu embrione.
The four cell stage.
Na stadijumu četiri ćelije.
Of a goat and a sheep.
Koze i ovce.
They break it up and they stick the cells together again.
Mhm, znači razdvoje ove embrione i stvore novi pomešajući dve vrste ćelija.
Injected into a surrogate mother.
U surogat majku injektiraju ovaj novi embrion.
And then you get an animal that develops like this.
I dobijete životinju koja se ovako razvija.
That little piece is sheep.
Ovaj delić ovde je ovči.
That little piece is goat.
Ovaj je kozi.
That little piece is sheep.
Ovaj je opet ovči.
That little piece is goat.
A ovo pripada kozi.
And I always have a little joke which I make.
I imam jednu šalu koju napravim na ovu temu uvek.
I say I hate to be this animal when the Lord comes to separate the sheep from the goats.
Ne bih zaista želeo da budem ova životinja kada Bog bude došao, kako kaže Isus u Evanđelju, da razdvoji ovce od koza. Kod nas kaže jarce od koza.
Now our genes are all on chromosomes.
Naši geni su svi na hromozomima.
And some animals have long and some short chromosomes.
Neke životinje imaju dugačke, neke kratke hromozome, tačnije neki hromozomi su dugački, neki kratki.
Now it can happen that the two can fuse.
Može se desiti da se dva sjedine.
Fuse, yeah. And then they become one big chromosome.
I onda postanu jedan veliki hromozom.
Any new information here?
Da li ovde dobijate novu informacije genetičke?
Yes or no?
Da li ne?
No, it's just reordering of existing information.
To je samo drugačije raspoređivanje već postojećih informacija.
Aha, so now the eland, the largest antelope in the world, has such a fusion.
Takvu fuziju ima ova jelampa, najveća antilopa na svetu.
Notice the stripes and notice the shape of the horn.
Pogledajte njene štrafte i oblik rogova.
When we go to the kudu, it has the same stripes and it also has a horn like that.
Kudu antilope imaju iste šare, a imaju ovakve rogove.
When we go to the lesser kudu, it's the same. The male will also have the same horns.
A evo i njihovih potomaka, a mužjak bi imao iste rogove.
This one here is the njala, that's the female.
Ovo je njala antilopa.
Stripes.
Ženka.
There's the male.
I ona ima, ženka ima dakle pruge, a mužjak ne.
The male and the female look so different, they almost look like two species.
Znači, mužak i ženka izgledaju toliko različito da izgledaju kao različite vrste.
This is the bongo, stripes, same type horn.
Ovo je bongo antilopa sa šarama i također sličnim vrstom rogova.
This is one of the smaller antelopes, that's a sitatunga.
A ova je ovakvog naziva mala.
Same horn, same stripes.
Iste šare, isti rogovi.
All different species.
Sve su različite vrste.
What if I tell you
one kind? Što vam kažem da su one jedna veća vrsta?
Let's look at the wolf.
Pogledajte vuka.
The wolf has 78 chromosomes.
On ima 76, 76 ili 78 chromosoma.
All right, that's the wild wolf.
To je divlji vuk.
And then we get all these canids.
A zatim imamo sve ove pripadnike familije kanide.
And their chromosome number differs from 38 to 78.
A broj njihovih chromosoma varira od 38 do 78.
If they only have 38 chromosomes,
ako imaju samo 38 chromosoma,
they're very long chromosomes.
Onda su to vrlo dugi chromosomi.
If they have 78 chromosomes, they're short chromosomes.
Ako imaju 78, to su kraći chromosomi.
So they put them all next to together and they say, but actually this is the same information.
Ako ih sve spojimo, ako spojimo ove kratke zajedno, onda možemo reći, pa to je ista informacija, ista količina.
So here is the dog. We know that all of these come out of the same animals.
Ovo su psi i znamo da svi oni potiču od iste vrste.
And there are the wild ones and the variety is exactly the same as there.
A ovo su divlji psi i znamo i vidimo da je varijabilnost skoro ista.
So now I have a question for you.
Imam pitanje.
Knowing this now,
znajući ovo što sad znamo,
how many of all the wild dogs and foxes and wolves and all the canids in the world, how many would have to go into the ark?
Koliko je pripadnika porodice kanide, znači vukova, pasa, lisica i svih ostalih, bilo potrebno da uđu u Noevu barku?
How many?
Koliko?
One pair.
Jedan par.
And all the variety is in there to create all of those.
I sva varijabilnost je već unutar njih da mogu ponovo da nastanu svi ovi.
Same with mice. Mice have this kind of fusion called Robertsonian fusion. Forget about the technique.
Slično i sa miševima, i oni imaju ovu fuziju hromozomsku zvanu Robertsonova fuzija.
The house mouse, which is Mus musculus.
Kućni miš, Mus musculus.
And the field mouse, which is Mus passiovinus.
A ovaj drugi mus, poljski miš,
differ only in chromosome number.
Razlikuju se samo u broju hromozoma.
But the gene mapping is identical.
Ali mapa gena na tim hromozomima je identična.
So of all the mice, how many went into the ark?
Dakle, svi miševi, svi glodari, mice, not rodents.
All the mice, all the rodents in the world, how many
svi
went into the ark?
Svi miševi, čak svi glodari, koliko ih je trebalo ući u Noevu barku?
One pair.
Jedan par, tako je.
Let's have a look at another interesting thing called a transposon.
Da pogledamo još jednu zanimljivu pojavu, zove se transpozon.
That's a gene that can be cut out and put into another place.
To je gen koji može da se iseče sa svog mesta i stavi se na drugo mesto u hromozomu.
Again, it's a very precise mechanism.
Opet je u pitanju vrlo precizan mehanizam.
Because you cut one letter too far, it reads hatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat
informacije.
And by doing that in one generation I go from a small mouse to a giant mouse.
I čineći to samo iz razlika između jedne između dve generacije ovako kakva vidite.
One generation from small to giant.
Samo jedna generacija kasnije od malog naste gigantski miš.
Where did that mechanism come from?
Odakle potiče taj mehanizam transpozona?
It's genotype.
To je genotip.
Chance or
slučaj ili
design?
Design.
All right, so now let me summarize.
Da sumiramo.
All the built-in variety in the gene pool.
Sva varijabilnost je već ugrađena u genetski pul, takozvani u sve prisutne gene koje imamo u organizmu.
Came about by chance or design.
Da li ona nastala slučajno ili inteligentnim dizajnom?
Reproductive exchange, like male or female, chance or design.
Razmenjivanje reproduktivnog materijala, da li je ona nastala slučajno ili je dizajnirana?
The whole process of meiosis with crossing over, chance or design.
Ceo proces ćelijskog razdvajanja, meioze, polnih ćelija, da li su one slučajno ili dizajnom?
Transposable DNA, like I just told you, chance or design.
DNK koja može da menja mesta, slučaj ili namerno stvaranje.
And then some animals even have what we call drastic rearrangement.
A neke životinje imaju ovo što nazivamo drastičnim rearanžmanima.
For example, the naked mole rat.
Na primjer, golišavi pacov,
naked mole rat. It lives in tunnels under the ground, has no fur.
Dakle, on je prosto golišav, živi u podzemnim kanalima i nema krzna.
They reproduce like almost like bees. There's one queen and she's the head of the house.
Oni se razmnožavaju prosto kao pčeli. Postoji jedna kraljica i...
And when times get tough,
i u teška vremena za ove...
The genes are all drastically rearranged.
Geni se drastično rearanžiraju.
And you have a vast variety of different offspring.
I imate ceo mogući spektar različitih potomaka.
So now let's get back to Darwin's finches.
Da se vratimo Darwinovim zebicama.
But just that you're not bored, we'll use Loxops as an example.
Čisto da vam ne bude dosadno, koristit ćemo vrstu Loxops.
Look at this beautiful variety.
Pogledajte ovu divnu variabilnost.
All different, and therefore God did not create.
Svi su različiti, a Bog ih nije stvorio.
Or is there so much mechanism for variety that it's no problem to explain?
Ili ima toliko mehanizama za stvaranje ove varijabilnosti da je nije teško objasniti.
You see, if Darwin had known what we talked about tonight,
da je Darwin znao ono o čemu smo večeras govorili,
he would have said, wow.
On bi se zapanjio ovako.
So many mechanisms to make variety.
Toliko mehanizama da se stvori varijabilnost.
None of them subject to natural selection.
A nijedan od njih nije podložen prirodnoj selekciji.
What is the probability that something so complicated could come about by chance?
Kakva li je verovatnoća da nešto tako kompleksno postane, nastane slučajno?
He would have gone on his knees and said, God, you are a lover of variety.
Pao bi na kolini i rekao, Bože, pa ti tako voliš raznovrsnost.
And maybe he would have thought of his wife.
Možda bi pomislio na svoju ženu.
And he would have said, God, you mean to say that you made my wife specially different from all others just for me?
I rekao bi, o, pa ti si stvorio moju ženu tako posebno drugačijom, baš za mene.
Aren't women beautiful? They're all different.
Nisu li žene prelepe, a sve su različite.
But that one's black and that one's white.
Jedna je crna, druga je bela.
That must be evolution, right?
Pa mora da je bilo evolucije.
Or is it just the activation of the gene for melanin is more active in the one than in the other?
Ili je to samo variabilnost, pa je gen za melanin aktivniji kod jedne, a manje aktivan kod druge?
There's no evolution there.
Nema tu evolucije.
What about these men? Men are so scrumptious. Aren't they good looking?
A gledajte ove muškarce, nisu li oni stvarno zgodni?
I chose all the ugliest ones. They're so cute.
Izabrao sam najružnije što se mogu da nađem, baš su slatki.
And then what about these little children?
A šta da kažemo ovoj deci?
Well, children must move your hearts.
Deca vas zaista moraju dirnuti.
Do you have a problem anymore that they are all different?
Jel vam još uvijek predstavlja problem što smo svi različiti?
So Adam had every single gene in him that makes for every variety on the planet.
Adam je već u sebi imao sve gene potrebne da se formira sva ova variabilnost koju danas vidimo na planeti. Imao je alel za svaku boju očiju koja postoji.
I can be pretty sure one of the two had brown eyes.
Mogu biti skoro siguran da jedan od prvog para, jedan od dvoje morao imati tamne, brown oči.
Because brown is dominant, right?
Jer brown boja je dominantna.
But he must have had recessive green and recessive blue and recessive this and recessive that.
Ali je morao imati recesivne gene za ekspresiju zelenih i plavih i sivih očiju.
I always say to people, you know, if you have brown eyes,
kažem ljudima, ako imate tamne oči,
then your children can have any color.
Vaše dece mogu da imaju bilo koju boju očiju.
But if you both have bright blue eyes,
ali ako obo imate svetlo plave oči,
and your child gets born with brown eyes,
i dete vam se rodi sa smeđim očima,
then the probability is good that the father is the postman.
Jel da ne prevodim? Postoji velika verovatnoća da je otac vašeg deteta poštar.
So science has subjected the fruit fly.
Nauka je ispitivala voćnu mušicu.
To so much genetic manipulation.
I toliko ju je podvrgavala genetskim manipulacijama.
It is estimated more than all evolutionary processes combined. That they've subjected it to more change than evolution could ever have done.
Dakle, oni su je podvrgli tolikim promenama koje nikada evolucija ne bi bila u stanju da izvede.
And they've made fruit flies with red eyes.
Tako da su voćne mušice načinjene da imaju crvene oči.
With white eyes.
Bele oči.
With no eyes.
Bez očiju.
With long wings.
Dugačkih krila.
With short wings.
Kratkih krila.
With no wings.
Bez krilne.
With one thorax.
S jednim toraksom.
With two thoraxes.
Čak sa dva toraksa, grudna dela.
But there have always only been fruit flies.
Ali to su i dalje ostajale voćne mušice.
And so tonight I want you to think like this.
Večeras bih želeo da ovako krenete da razmišljate.
If I have a piano over there.
Ako tamo imam klavir.
And the piano keys are the genes.
A tipke su geni.
How many tunes can I play on my piano?
Koliko melodija mogu da otsviram na mom pijanu?
Infinite number of tunes.
Beskrajan broj melodija.
But it will always be piano music.
Ali to će i dalje uvek biti klavirska muzika.
And if I have a guitar, how many tunes can I play on my guitar?
A na gitari koliko melodija mogu da otsviram?
Infinite.
Takođe beskrajan broj.
But it'll always be guitar music.
Ali to će i dalje biti melodija izvedena na gitari.
And we mustn't think of species like science.
We mustn't
think of species.
Ne smemo razmišljati o vrstama.
That which had to go into an ark must be at the level of a genus or an order or even a family.
Ono što je moralo ući u Noevu barku moralo je biti na višoj kategoriji od vrste, moglo je biti red, familija, čak rod.
And remember this, God is a lover of variety.
I ne zaboravite, Bog voli raznovrsnost.
So whether you choose chance or design tonight?
I da li večeras izabirate slučaj ili namerno stvaranje, dizajn?
That's your free choice.
To je vaš slobodan izbor.
But just remember how much faith you need to choose chance.
Samo zapamtite koliko vam treba vere da biste izabrali slučaj.
Thank you.
Hvala vam.